We'll get to the 49ers right now. Writing for the Sacramento Bee for a long, long time, a graduate of the University of Virginia, journalism degree from Northwestern, and you know what? An all-around good guy. It's Matt Barrows. Matt, it's Dave and Katie. Welcome to a new season of NFL football. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing well, yeah. It is finally upon us. That long interim between the spring and the summer practices is about to end. Thank God.
I hope you had a good, relaxing offseason. I hope you had masseuses massaging the typing fingers and all the things that the athletes and journalists have to do to relax and get away before you get back into the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. I had my fingers manicured the other day. They're limber. They're loose. They're ready to go.
Jeez. Matt, right off the top, your article at SacBee.com, your latest one, is really intriguing, I think, for Niner fans. Reuben Foster expected to be a full go. And just to recap, this is a guy that allegedly, had Solomon Thomas not been available where he was, the Niners would have possibly grabbed. He fell because of the shoulder. There were reports that the shoulder surgery didn't take. You say in your article he's been rehabbing in Santa Clara. Is this true? I mean, is this guy really a full go and going to compete?
Yeah, he's going to be out on the field just like everybody else. And to me, it's the most intriguing battle of training camp, and he's the most intriguing figure because of everything you just said. I mean, the background on this goes even deeper than, you know, what I put in that story, in that the 49ers have not had a good track record in drafting injured guys in recent years. Last year, Trent Baalke stood up at the podium and after they had drafted a guy named Will Redmond in the third round, and he had an ACL. And he insisted over and over again that Will Redmond would be ready for training camp that year. Well, Will Redmond wasn't ready for training camp, and he didn't play at all during the season. His knee never got well enough. So whether it's the GM or the medical staff or whatnot, there has been a lot of missteps as far as injured guys. And this is the most high profile of all of those. And the 49ers medical information apparently is at odds with other teams. So it's very interesting from that respect alone. And then throw in the fact that he was the best linebacker in college football last year and is now on a team that was dying for inside linebackers a year ago. So it just makes for a whole slew of interesting storylines, and he'll be a very fun guy to watch this summer.
Well, and looking deeper at that battle, so he battles with Malcolm Smith, who they just brought in, a guy who's supposedly familiar with the system. And you mentioned in the article, the winner of that battle lines up most likely at Mike next to Navarro Bowman. Does Malcolm Smith still have a pretty decent edge here, or do you think this is truly a zero sum, you know, guy, rookie versus free agent, doesn't matter. They're both at an equal playing field right now going into training camp.
Yeah, if you had asked me a couple of months ago after they drafted Reuben Foster in the first round, I'd say, yeah, of course the first rounder is going to win that job and he's going to start. But after watching the spring drills, Malcolm Smith was the best defensive player out there. And you have to, you know, factor in the fact that, you know, there's no hitting and whatnot, so linemen aren't going to really show up. You know, they signed Malcolm Smith for two reasons. One, he's familiar with this defense, having played in Seattle in the past. And two, he's one of the fastest inside linebackers in the league, and that really showed up in the spring when there's a lot of, you know, pass plays and he's having to cover tight ends and running backs and whatnot. He really showed up. That speed really showed up. And so it just ramps up that competition even more. You've got a guy who's a really good fit in Malcolm Smith versus a guy who's a really good player, you know, to put it bluntly, in Reuben Foster. And so that's why that's going to be the number one battle this summer if both guys stay healthy.
Matt Barrows, Sack B, joining us this morning on The Drive. We've mentioned Solomon Thomas a couple times just in this conversation, but one of the things, he remains unsigned at this point going into training camp. What's his status there, and how much time do you think he'll miss before that gets done?
Well, there are two templates for that. One is Joshua Garnett, who was a first-round pick last year, and he is represented by the same agency, CAA, Condon that represents Solomon Thomas, and he signed on the eve of training camp last year. So just before the first practice, he signed and didn't miss any practices. And then there's Joey Bosa, who is the third-round pick or the number three overall pick a year ago by the San Diego Chargers, and he also is represented by CAA and Tom Condon. And he missed a lot of time last year, including games into the regular season. So, you know, that that starts to become a big story on Friday when that first practice gets underway. My sense of the situation is that it'll be closer to Joshua Garnett than Joey Bosa. But frankly, I don't know. I don't know exactly where that negotiation stands at this point. It would be a really the first bad news type of storyline for the Lynch-Shanahan team if that holdout does go into training camp in the preseason.
Well, Matt, and speaking of defense, that was the most glaring deficiency on that team last year. Do you feel that the 49ers made the necessary moves in the offseason to get significantly better defensively?
Yeah, and part of that is just guys being healthy. Navarro Bowman coming back from the Achilles, Eric Armstead coming back from his shoulder issue. You know, I think that that unit, you know, has the potential to really bounce back. It's probably a little bit still too green with DeForest Buckner and Eric Armstead and now Solomon Thomas being very much in the early parts of their career. But, boy, over time, you would expect that team and, you know, throw Reuben Foster into the mix now to be very good. And, you know, it should be one of the better units in the league in coming years. But it probably will be the coming years before it really starts to gel and become Seahawks-like in the future.
Matt Barrows joining us on KHDK. Matt, unfair question to ask you before training camp.
Oh, go, starts. By all means, go ahead.
But of course I'm going to ask you, Matty. You know, I say anytime we have you on, you've always had the pulse of that franchise. You're around them constantly. And when you look at the last few years, the Harbaugh, the end of Jim Harbaugh, then Jim Tomsula and Chip Kelly, Jed York, you know, and all that, just that garbage that was going on. Are you at all sensing, even in the offseason, for lack of a better term, kind of a lifting of the veil, a deep breath? Do things seem so far under the Lynch and Shanahan very young era a little bit more relaxed or professional, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no two ways about it, and you hesitate to lavish too much praise on you know, a couple of guys who have yet to play a game with the 49ers. So, but to me, everything they've done so far has been correct. Whether it was holding off on a Kirk Cousins trade, what they did in free agency, the draft, everything has been, to me, the right moves. And I think we've been talking about Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster. Both those picks go to, you know, not just talented players, but a changing of the atmosphere, a changing of the attitude inside the 49ers locker room. I think that between the Harbaugh era and the end of the Chip Kelly era, the 49ers lost a lot of tough guys, for lack of a better term. You know, whether it was, you know, Patrick Willis, Justin Smith, Frank Gore, Anquan Boldin, and they didn't restock them. And I think that that was a very much a missing element, and I think John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan recognized that right away. And as far as restocking the pond, it's been with that type of guy in mind. Pierre Garçon is a skill position player, but he also has that tough guy mentality. And, to me, that was the difference between the glory days under Harbaugh and these last few years wandering around in the desert. He just didn't have the right type of guys on the field, and I think they recognize that. And they're remedying that. So I think that was probably the best thing and really the sign that 49ers fans should take that things are changing, that you've got two guys who know what's wrong with this team and are doing things to rectify that situation.
Matt, when you look at the quarterback situation, is Brian Hoyer really the guy, or is he just clearly the guy for right now?
Yeah, I would say it's the latter. I mean, to me, what he did in Texas a few weeks ago, or just a couple weeks ago, which was holding basically a mid-summer break camp for all the skill position players, that to me was a brilliant move. It not only keeps everybody sharp going into training camp, but it establishes him as a leader on this team. And it's reminiscent of that camp that Alex Smith held in 2011 during the players' lockout, or during the NFL lockout, that was sort of a springboard for that surprise season that they had. Now, I don't think that the 49ers are going to go to the NFC Championship game and lose in overtime to the New York Giants. But, I thought it was a good move. And it just kind of keeps the 49ers' options open if, Kirk Cousins ends up signing with Washington or some of their other options go by the wayside. Maybe, Brian Hoyer establishes himself this year. I think it was a step in the right direction.
Talking about the other, the top two rookies, we're missing one that you mentioned, Akilah Witherspoon, the kid out of Colorado, and going into that secondary. I thought it was very interesting when you said there were some nicks and bruises, so he got a chance to play with the first team. And they were impressed with his footwork, which in part was honed by years of playing soccer, that this kid may very well compete and possibly overtake Dante Johnson for one of the starting spots.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of physical talent, Akello Witherspoon is in a class of his own. For him, it's just like any other rookie. He didn't play a lot. He only played one season of high school football. He was something like 100 pounds basically going into his junior year, so he didn't really mature physically until late in the game, a very late bloomer. So he's sort of still playing catch-up, and he's still putting on weight. I mean, I think he's 205 pounds, and they think he's going to top out at 210, 215, which is absolutely huge for a cornerback, but he carries his weight well, and he's almost the twin physically right now of the other starter at cornerback, Rashard Robinson. So that's the archetype that they want, one of these tall, long-arm guys who plays press coverage. And certainly Dante Johnson fits that role, but Akello Witherspoon, like I said, he's just elite in terms of physical skills, his speed, his footwork, all of that. And really, I think, if it's not week one that he's a starter, he's going to be the starter by the end of the season this year.
Last thing for you, Matt, coming from the text line, it's a good question. Is your feeling that the 49ers are still somewhere in the back of their heads in bed with Kirk Cousins, or do you think they're buoyed by the fact they may very well have a chance at a Josh Rosen or Sam Darnold?
I think it's all of the above. I mean, I think they're in a position, they put themselves in a position to go either way, really. As far as Cousins, they're going to have the most salary cap space of any team next year because their huge cushion this year will roll over into 2018. So if Cousins is an undrafted or an unrestricted free agent, they can offer him the most money. And as far as Rosen or Sam Darnold or Josh Allen, the kid at Wyoming, the 49ers picked up an extra second and an extra third round pick in the upcoming draft. So they have the ammunition to move up if need be to get one of those guys. So it could be both. I mean, who knows? And then the other part of the equation is Hoyer, which you guys asked me about earlier, and C.J. Beathard.
Yeah.
I believe that Kirk Cousins back in 2012 started a game his rookie season. If it wasn't his rookie season, it was the next year. And he wasn't an established starter at that point, but they got a look at him, and they were able to see something in him early on at that point. And maybe that happens if the 49ers are out of the playoff picture, if they're struggling in December. Maybe C.J. Beathard gets a start or two in December, and they can kind of look at him and figure out whether they were right, whether they've got something in him as well. So basically what I'm saying is they've kept their options very much open to go down several different avenues, with Kirk Cousins being one of them at this point in the season.
You're not going to get any better coverage on the 49ers than with Matthew Barrows, SackBee.com. Just click on sports, click on Niners, and you're going to see all his great stuff, including the article we just started with, talking about training camp opening up and all the exciting battles, including Reuben Foster maybe being a full go. Matt, we always appreciate your time. Looking forward to talking to you throughout this football season. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Take
care.
Matt.
That's Matt Barrows. We'll take a break when we get back. Well, we got Guns N' Roses tickets in about 15 minutes. We'll recap some of the stuff we've talked about today, including a major groundbreaking coming in Sacramento tomorrow, the MLS on the horizon. We've also got some sound for you, including Adam Silver on betting on sports. Jerry Jones sees no evidence. He's closed his investigation of Ezekiel Elliott. And what a sports announcer should probably never say when he's or she is announcing a game when it comes to wishing ill will on other teams' players.
No.
We have that sound next. It's The Drive back in three. Sports 1140 KHDK.